everybody, and welcome back to another week of the best little Horde House in Azeroth, or a show we call Horde House for short. That show about all things World of Warcraft, but never too seriously. My name is Rob Roberts, and I'll be joining you over the next hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, however long we feel like going, with my awesome co-host. Say hello to Extifer.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Muy mal.
I love Malto Meal.
All right, it's the bilingual edition. No, actually, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, just okay. Yeah. Why aren't you super?
Well, Alex, thank you for asking. No reason, just kind of floating through the day here.
All right, fine. I'll stop being nosy. And for the record, okay. It's Rob Roberts, not Alex. You'd think after like 7 years or however long
it's okay, moving on.
All right, let's introduce our guest, the other awesome co-host. In some cases, a more awesome co-host, like she actually knows my name. But my co-host from Orange Lounge Radio, say hello to Dark Sakura's back tonight.
Konbanwa, Rob.
How are you? Ichi ni san shi.
Now we're trilingual. I can make it quadrilingual.
How are you doing?
Comme ci, comme ça.
Oh my gosh, this is not going to be the foreign language edition.
Comme ci, comme ça is my favorite. I love it.
This here is America, and we speak American.
Now I'm doing okay. I've been sick most of the day, but I'm feeling infinitely better than I did earlier.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Podcasting makes you feel better.
I've got a cat warming my feet right now.
That's good. You're sitting in the chair that I usually sit in for OLR, so like Shermie's warming your feet.
Which requires me to step on Shermie's back, which really just means I'm petting her with the arch of my foot along her spine.
Dark Soccer, of course, is my co-host on the other program, Orange Lounge Radio, which I hope you're all listening to. We've been doing Orange Lounge Radio a really long time. Now, Dark Soccer was on a previous episode here of Horde House. It was the one we did live. Sadly, we're not live tonight, but the whole thing with Dark Sakura, if you've been listening to OLR for any length of time, Dark Sakura hated WoW for a very long time. Like, you played it way back in the beginning, and you were like, this is crap, and you stopped playing. But then you came back about, at the end of December or so, and you've been an addict ever since, right?
It was my third time back, remember?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I kept giving it a chance every time they'd change something.
Well, you know what they say, third time's a charm.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've had an account since the beginning, you know.
You haven't been paying for it this whole time, I hope.
No,
that's like my gym membership I once had, and I used it like twice.
I use my gym membership. I use my gym membership more than I played WoW until December.
All right.
And now I've got all kinds of alts, and people are like, make a character on our server. We want to talk to you. And I'm like, hell no, you're on a roleplay server.
I actually wanted to talk to you about kind of like your experiences now that it's been a few months since the last time you were on the show, because last time you were here, it was all still new, and I don't think you've quite hit 85 yet, but now what, you have an 85 on one character, and what other like characters and alts do you have these days?
Okay, well, my big alt is Rebecca Black, which I made as a joke, and I still giggle when everyone goes, oh, Rebecca Black, LOL, ha,
fun.
Yeah, and but I made a human paladin, and I actually ended up really liking human paladins. So she's at 65, and she's on pause so that people can teach me how to tank. Because I did the same thing where I didn't bother touching a dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
I just quested, and then I got to level 65 in like a month.
Is Rebecca Black a cook?
She does cook.
Okay, because I was just thinking, whenever you're in an instance, you can put down a feast and say, can I have this chicken for us to eat?
Extifer, I don't know, how do you teach somebody to tank? Like Dark Soccer needs to learn to tank. How do you teach someone that skill? Like, if I said, you need to teach her to tank, how would you do that?
It depends on what class. If you're a druid, just basically, gosh, it's been so long since I've tanked, so it's hard for me.
She's a paladin.
Okay, well, then I have nothing.
I know, me neither. And it's funny because I play a paladin, but I haven't tanked with that paladin since pre-Cataclysm, and everything changed after Cataclysm. So, you know, the whole holy power.
It's mostly about getting initial threat on, or building threat at least, on the the first target, marking your targets, making sure that everybody's following the kill order. And if there's anything CC'd, you don't want to break the CC, so you want to try and position the mobs so that they're away from the CC targets, so nobody like has any incidental damage, like hit those, and just building threat. You want to, if you have more than one target on you, you want to make sure that you use an AE ability. I think that
Fury.
It's consecration. Oh, what was that?
Righteous Fury.
Righteous Fury. Okay.
To three targets or something.
Yeah, I mean anything that hits multiple targets, your consecration, the whatever you just said.
Well, yeah, from my limited paladin experience, like the majority of paladin tanking, the good news is I think it's one of the easier ones to tank with. I think it's easier to do paladin than warrior, but that's just me, especially like in five mans. It's really easy to do the AoE because Righteous Fury right off the bat way increases your hate, anything holy. And the good news is the attack you usually open with as a pally tank is that Captain America shield. I don't think that's changed at all. And that Captain America shield is going to instantly hit like all the mobs for a bunch of holy damage. So you're going to have a pretty good chunk of threat to begin with. And then usually, So I would always throw the shield, drop a consecrate so that when they run to me, they're going to take more holy damage. And then I think you use, there's some hammer thing that you use that makes a boing noise. And that's the thing you use to keep building your hate.
Well, I've actually been, because I have a third alt now while I've put Rebecca Black on hold.
Mm-hmm.
She's named after one of my old tabletop roleplay characters. Her name is Blodwyn,
mm-hmm.
which is a nice Welsh name. And I'm playing a shaman. I deleted Adaris because, honestly, I made that character after the second time I quit. So I started over, and she's level 24 now. And I started healing with her, and I'm actually doing dungeons with her, but I've been watching the paladins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of our tanks, except for the last one I did, was a druid, but all the others have been paladins.
Oh, now that's a pretty smart thing to do, is to kind of go in and just watch how other paladins are doing. Yeah. That's not a bad idea. I will say, though, Rebecca Black's at a good level where she's, level 65, where, you know, if you go in instances at that level, you're getting still the Burning Crusade dungeons, and most of those are pretty tank and spank. Like, you don't have to do anything special in there. The problem is, if you wait till level 80 to start tanking, you're going to have to know those fights and everything. It's going to get a lot harder. So
that's what I was thinking. And, you know, I was basically told to hold off where I am because I'm only going to be able to do like this one dungeon until I'm 67.
She's only going to get to play Fridays.
Oh, funny, Rob. Funny little man.
Who didn't see that joke coming?
One of the things that I know I did when I was tanking was, something to keep in mind is that taunt doesn't make the target stick to you. It's only just an initial, hey, come attack me. If you have multiple targets on you and one peels off of you and starts heading towards another person, you want to hit taunt to get them to come towards you, and then you want to hit whatever abilities that you want, that you need to grab him and stick him, you know, make him stick to you. But basically, I mean, tanking, it follows the same thing in any other game that you've probably played. I mean, you just want to create as much threat as you can and make the mob stick to you. That's pretty much all it is. When I was a druid, all I did was literally hit two buttons and then occasionally taunt.
And Extifer,
now it's a little bit different.
Extifer is very good at taunting guys and getting them to stick to him.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, I mean, they're penises. But we're not, you know, getting into specifics.
Well, I do have to say that I've taken to shaman, though, pretty well.
Totems are fun.
I made my first macro.
Ooh, now you're really getting into it. You're making macros and everything now.
It's just so I only have to hit one button to bring out three of my totems.
I don't use a lot of macros. I have a focus macro. I turn slash focus into a button because I find as a healer that can be kind of useful. But there's not a lot of other macros I use unless I'm monster hunting. You know, like searching for a rare mob, I'll spam a macro, but that's about it.
Well, I have to tell you what happened my first time healing.
Go for it.
My first time healing, I queued as DPS.
Whoops.
No, I did it on purpose. Because I was going to, try to get familiar with a few more of the dungeons before I actually did, you know, ran it as a healer. And our healer quit halfway through it. So I said, I don't want to wait. I'll just heal you guys.
Nice.
We finished it with four people, and I was the healer.
That's actually kind of smart, especially in those lower levels, because who's looking at DPS at those low levels? Sadly, I think some people do. Like, I've run a Ragefire Chasm, and people post DPS meters at the end, and I'm like, really? Really? Are we really starting the EPing contest like that soon? But that's actually kind of smart, because at an early level, it doesn't really matter. And, you know, especially, I don't know what, well, you're a shaman healer. Well, every healer, like even priests, have a distinct amount of damage ability, so you can kind of do both. Like, yeah. The character I've been playing on Drendan lately is a priest, and, you know, sometimes if the tanks are really well geared and the instance is a little bit low for us, like, I barely have to heal the tank, so I just kind of start casting Holy Fire and Smite and, you know, some of the other stuff.
I love running as Dis because I constantly get to do damage and heal at the same time. It's awesome.
Awesome.
Well, see, it actually ended up being really good because all I have to do is throw down that fire totem,
mm-hmm.
one that shoots pew-pew fireballs, mm-hmm. not lasers, and then it basically does a whole crap load of damage for me while I'm busy healing everybody, and then I can throw out an occasional lightning bolt here and there.
There you go.
And shield is super convenient. I like Earth Shield.
And that's nice. That's pretty much one of your main healing things, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't played a shaman a whole lot, but I think that's kind of how they heal. They use that and the tide healing or whatever it's called quite a bit. So
Riptide.
Is that it? I don't know. All right.
Yeah. Like healing wave or something.
I wanted to ask you this, Darksakura. You know, 3 months later now, how are you kind of feeling about WoW? You know, the last time we had you on the show, it was still all kind of new, but how are you feeling? Like, are you like, okay, I'm in this for the long haul? Or are you like, I don't know how much longer I'll stay with this?
Well, I was actually having a discussion with one of our guildmates last night with Parm.
Mm-hmm.
About...
Wait. You were having an intelligent discussion with Parm?
Hey. Smart sometimes.
Hold on. All right. Once in a while. All right.
But it was just more coming up, you know, what was boring, what was not. And it really had me thinking that sometimes I do get kind of bored, which is why I've been, like with Rebecca Black, I actually went and did areas that I hadn't done before, trying to get new areas.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm honestly not very much a horde person. I figured that out.
Really?
I like the Alliance areas better.
Hmm.
It's mostly because I hate the Ogre Town. I hate it so much. I hate it more than I hate Exodar, and everyone knows I hate Exodar.
Yeah, New Orgrimmar is kind of a bitch to navigate without a flying mount.
I love New Orgrimmar.
It's really cool if you have a flying mount.
Mm.
One in this shit, then bleh. Sucks. I hate flipping it. Sometimes, really.
Have you noticed, I don't know if you've noticed this, Darksakura, but one of the things we talked about last week on the show is that there's actually been a 5% drop of subscribers in WoW, and we were kind of trying to talk about whether that was such a big deal or not, but overall, you know, I think all of us have noticed there's a lot of people that feel very fatigued with WoW right now on this expansion and so forth, but you know, someone like you, you didn't play any other expansion really. I mean, sure you did a little bit, but this is the first one you've really invested yourself in. Like, do you notice the burnout around you, or are you just kind of... This is still cool.
I kind of don't like to deal with people when I play unless it's guildmates.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you've noticed that.
Sure.
I won't run a dungeon unless there's at least a couple of guildies in there with me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, except for my new characters, but it's like I'm on there really to hang out with you guys. And if you guys weren't there, then I'd go back to Star Trek Online.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys keep it exciting for me because all the stuff that you guys know, I can learn from. So I'm still learning things and finding stuff. And that's why I've actually gone off on Irissa, who's my main 85, and just explore. You know, look around for those little Easter eggs. Like, I found the Statue of Liberty. That mm-hmm. was fun. And, I mean, just sometimes I just get bored and play Peggle, but I still chat with everybody.
Sometimes it's what I do. I mean, I don't play Peggle, I play Zuma. But I mean, it's almost the same thing.
You have the Peggle add-on for WoW, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
So I'm playing Peggle or Bejeweled, and sometimes I'll go, ha, look at me, I'm playing bleh. But, you know, and I this is why with my shaman, I'm really focusing a lot more on doing the dungeons and running instances and things. Instead of doing all these same areas I did before, I've gone back and picked up a few quests that I skipped last time, and then I've skipped a bunch of them that I hated.
Mm-hmm.
you know, because I'll just level right past him in a dungeon and then go, okay, well, I'll skip up and do this thing that I like. And I'm going to try to skip the whole swamp of crap or whatever it is. That's what I called it, swamp of crap.
Well, the good news is the early levels, you know, especially too, is where all the newest stuff is. So I think it's kind of a good thing right now to be rolling alts and just kind of exploring all that, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I forgot that I had Gabrielle on Drendon.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to reroll Gabrielle as a priest. But I really like my troll hunter, who I named Pinkberry. Think of another name.
Sweet. Does she have slightly pink tarsed. Hair?
Does she what?
Have pink hair?
No. Well, kind of.
She well, has I mean, not on her head. I meant, you know.
Her berry is pink.
So the carpet doesn't match the drapes. Is
her berry is very pink.
Oh, gotcha.
All right. Let's move on and talk about our weeks.
Hey,
and
Rob.
What?
My berry's pretty pink and wet.
I bet it is. All right. I want to talk a little bit about our weeks in Azeroth. But first, I have to plug the Drendon Guild. You've heard us talking about our Drendon characters. That is because the official show guild is on Drendon. It's called the Best Lil Horde House. It's on the Horde side. So Jamie has to suck it up and play Horde for a little bit. But we're a lot of fun over on Drendon. We are in the guild finder now. It's very easy to find us there. Just send a request. And then make sure you sign back on. Because remember, we can only invite you when you're actually online. So you can request through the guild finder, but we can only invite you when you're online. So you know, I try to check at least every night and see who's on. So yeah, it's been hopping just a little bit more lately. Like, we've had an 85 transfer over, we have a couple new faces that showed up, so it's not like a ghost town now. It's just like a smally populated village, but it's growing a little bit.
I'm gonna actually try to get Dark Sakura on there leveled up.
Good, because we need a tank. She's a death knight, right?
Yeah, but I really don't like my death knight so much.
Well, try something else then. And Extrafer, you'll actually play there at some point, right? Last sign-in was like 5 weeks ago?
I'll say yes.
Okay, good.
Just for the sake of the show.
All right. Also, check out our website at hordehouse.com. We have forums there, and you can chat with us and all that good stuff. All right, let's talk about our weeks in Azeroth. How was your week, and what have you been up to specifically in the world of Warcraft? Extrafer.
How was my week? Well, it was a week in WoW.
Would you not do anything?
Let's see. What did I do? I haven't been playing my usual PvP, which is what I've been doing, you know, lately. So I did do some dungeons, I guess I should say that. I played on my druid a few times this last week and did some heroics. And managed to wipe a group like five times for, you know, with the Osric encounter in...
Ugh.
Yeah, Stonecore. And the only reason why is because I kept on forgetting, like, what to do, because it's been so long since I've played that dungeon. So I kept on getting stunned, and people kept on dying. So once I finally got, you know, my head out of my ass, and I figured out that I was the reason why people were dying, I figured it out, and we won. So... that was,
at least you got to Osric, because most groups I get for Stone Core can't even get past the worm in the very beginning. Like, that boss is terrible.
Well, shit.
Exactly.
I'm a good healer, so
I
made sure.
I'm an outstanding healer. It's just that boss is crap, and he one-shots people if you stand in his poop.
Well, I got 3-minute tranquility now, so booyah. But anyways, so that's what my week was. I did a Dead Mines run with the guild last night, and that was really fun to run with guildies and to just go through it like extremely fast.
Maybe this was last week, but didn't you tell me that your guild like carried you through a raid?
Oh no, that was on Monday. Well, I mean, that was last week, I guess, in the game. But they needed a healer, and I was on at the time. And it's been a while since I had raided. And wow, I can't believe I didn't remember this. Obviously, I guess I have had a full week in WoW. But anyways, I went into the raid thinking that I was just going to do a couple encounters. I told them that I don't think I'll feel like doing anything else, kind of had a bad day. I ended up doing everything with them that night, and I just had such a blast. I got through the Nefari encounter. We did Alakir. I got my title, Defender of a Shattered World. And I got two more pieces of tier loot, which brings my total up to 3. So now all I have to do is just save up Valor points and get my legs, and then I'll have a 4 set.
Well, look so, at you.
Yeah, I mean, all of that accomplished in like one night of raiding. And the only reason why I got all of that stuff is because everybody else had struggled to get all of that stuff before me, so they already had it, so I was able to just kind of mooch off of them. But it was fun though. And
so it was an utter and complete pity raid.
No, I mean, I helped them. I did, do my job. I didn't, like, just slack off and just, you know, reap the benefits or anything.
Sit and eat Pinkberry.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I did have to learn, you know, the Nefarian fight, you know, somewhat. So that it was fun, though. It was really fun. I had a really good time. So it was kind of like, it kind of made me feel like maybe I'll, you know, join the raiding, you know, part of my guild sooner than later again. So
are you saying you kind of miss it? You miss the
raiding? I kind of do. I mean, that
you miss Ferrari being a bitch.
Yeah, not really.
You miss the abuse?
I'm a glutton for punishment. Awesome. I want her to inject me with her love.
Pretty much anybody who's playing Cataclysm right now and raiding is a glutton for punishment.
Yeah.
All right, Dark Sakura, how was your week in the World of Warcraft? I know we've heard a little bit about your characters, but any specific things you've done this week?
Well, there's a few things just in the past couple of weeks. I tried ZA, and of course, I'm way underpowered. We sort of hoped that they could carry me through so I could get my wand finally.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, that's not working. So we're finally going back to try to get me Korra's baton.
Oh, right. Okay.
My old list so that I can build up to doing the troll heroics, and you know, then I'm trying to get built up to where I'm doing more than, you know, 6,500 for my DPS so that I can join in on raids and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, this week has just been really tame. I mean, I did make my shaman and got her to 24 in the past few days. So that's something.
Gosh, I remember when leveling to 24 used to take like a month. Now it's just a couple days.
It's
so easy. And I'm like, dude, where's the challenge? So that's why I've been, because at least I can yell at people at my, you know, well, not yell at them in chat, but just yell at them while we're running going, stupid tank.
Oh, I do that a lot. I think everybody does, running 5-mans. I did that a lot this week, especially too. Mostly at Death Knights.
I have an open letter to noob tanks, and I guess I should include myself, but this is really to low level tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't run off without your healer.
But they're invincible.
Amen, sister.
They're face rolly.
Yeah, when I'm having to heal your ass from like 0.5.
Yeah, you know, and then they go off and then they complain that you're not with them. And it's like, okay, dude, I had to drink. You know, you can't just go off.
Your tanking drives me to drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, on top of that, it's like when you've got the ones where you've got quests to do, too. Like, we did the, what the crap is the cave? The big cave where you have
Wailing
to go.
Caverns, or?
I hit level 20 in it, so.
Extrovert's Anus?
No, that would be a very dark cave indeed. No,
and
it was like you have to pick up these blossoms and then get hides off of creatures and beat all these bosses.
That's my anus.
Is
it?
You have flowering petals in your anus. Okay. Well, at any rate, we did that one, and we actually, I've also decided that I really hate Shadowfang Keep, not even just as the heroic, because I've done both versions now. It's really hard to see when your character is tall.
I love Shadowfang Keep, actually. That's one of my favorite heroics right now, I think.
It's hard to see.
Yeah.
I would have to say the end boss in my anus is pretty difficult. its name is Prostatius. But when you kill him, it creates a white mess on the other side of the cave, which is...
You're disgusting. Pretty... Shut up. All right.
You had an explosion of lights behind your eyes.
Yeah. See, Jamie gets it.
Yes, I understand.
Doesn't want to. I think Rob's right now just saying this podcast has gone down the hill.
This and, oh God, it was down the hill since episode one when Extifer was announced as a host. This end boss is extraordinarily swollen today. All right.
There's been a lot of action in this dungeon today.
But you know what? Now though, I'm having flashbacks to Ragnarok Online.
Actually, yeah. If we were in Extifer's cave, it would also be this end boss has just been like slammed up against the wall. I can't figure out what's going on.
I've gone in and out and in and out and in and out of this dungeon today.
Dark Sakura, help. Is there anything else with your week in Warcraft you want to share?
Well, it was just making me think of the Hoads in Ragnarok Online that look like cocks coming out of the ground.
All right. Apparently not. Let me move on to...
I have something else. I do have
something. Okay. All right.
I made my troll. I made Pinkberry. And I've...
You made Pinkberry? That sounds delicious. Gimme.
And that I've determined that I have Horde ADD. I apparently can pay more attention to my Alliance characters than I can on the Horde side. But I have to thank Brad for his gift of 300 gold.
He gave you money?
He gave me money.
I want money.
Not a girl.
I can be when I play WoW.
He took mercy on me and my flying mountless self and got me a flying mount.
I could be a new character in the guild, Roberta.
And then I would say Roberta has a penis, guys. He's ran Christopher's anus like all day long.
No. All right, that's one random I will not be running. Anyway, moving on.
Speaking of random,
can I talk about my week in Azeroth?
Sure.
Yay. I've done a lot of weird stuff, actually. Just all over the map. My paladin, ran a heroic just randomly. Like, I've really been hating the five mans. I still have yet to finish a ZA or a ZG. I'm just kind of like, I'm feeling very about going back. I think I'll get that done this week sometime, but I'm just not looking forward to it. But I randomly ran like a Halls of Origination, and it was just the slowest instance. Like, I don't know why the Death Knight was pausing for like minutes between pulls. Like, Hey, I'm all about thank you for letting me have a minute to like drink and catch up. But like, there's also a such thing as like too much time in between. And sometimes I look and see if they're all in the same guild, because if I see that, then I go, oh, they're just talking on vent or somebody's getting something explained. But no, this guy was in a completely different guild, completely different server. So I didn't know what the holdup was. It's like Halls of Origination took like an hour and a half. We didn't even do every boss. I was like, oh my God, dying.
That's one of my favorites, too, you know.
I like the ambience in there, but that dungeon's really long, especially if you actually do some of the optional bosses. Like, we did the camel boss, which, whatever. Camel boss is easy, but...
Camel boss is fun.
Yeah. Because you get to ride a camel. Let's see. What else did I do? I was randomly playing my hunter again this week, the new character I started. I got my hunter to 13. I've been playing with Salacious Pop. We've been kind of leveling together, so he has a mage. He has his fire mage, Liberace girl. And I've been playing my hunter, Busto, with that character. So we've been having fun. I want to do some PvP, though. I'm like all about being just like Irene and being a hunter in PvP. That'd be fun. Then otherwise, I've been playing my priest on Drendan quite a bit, and she's up to level 71. So I'm in Northrend. I'm getting Utgard Keep over and over and over again. Except I got the Nexus last night, and we had a tank.
Very nice.
We had a tank last through about the first boss. And then the tank was like, I gotta go, you know, whatever. So the tank left. And the Death Knight was like, I'll just tank. And so the Death Knight rolled back in. It didn't just try to four-man it. He actually rolled back in as a tank. So fine, he's tanking. And I'm like, dude, you are like losing hit points so fast. Tank's still in Frost Presence. I'm like, tank, can you switch to Blood Presence? It would make things go a lot easier. So the tank switches to Blood Presence, but doesn't have a spec. So he's using his Frost spec to try and tank. So needless to say, I rage quit after about three pulls because I just couldn't deal with it. So Death Knights.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Death Knights, if you don't have a blood spec, you really, really shouldn't be tanking. Just saying.
I'm writing it
down. Otherwise, I guess that was really it for my week. I didn't really do a whole lot else.
Well, shit.
Yep. just kind of playing ADD across all my characters. Whee! All right, that does it for our weeks in Azeroth. So let's talk about the news. Let's go to Exifer with the news. I guess there wasn't a lot of news, but like the one news was big, right?
Yeah, I'm actually checking as we speak if there's been anything within the last, few hours. But nope, nothing. So, okay, the big news of this week is the fact that Blizzard has announced not all of the details, but they have announced that they are going to, they're considering at least introducing a premium queuing, dungeon queuing service, where if the dungeon leader has apparently subscribed to a premium package that WoW is going to offer, or Blizzard's going to offer, really Activision's going to offer, If you subscribe to it, then you'll be able to queue cross realm with your friends, and which is obviously it sparked a lot of debate and a lot of hate from the player base in general. I mean, you can go to their forums right now at worldofwarcraft.com, and if you play the game, which I'm assuming you do if you're listening to the show. If you don't, then why are you listening to our show?
Because they love you.
Well, I guess. I mean, I guess I can't blame you. But if you do play the game, then go there and voice your opinion, obviously, because
yes, join in, because
it's important.
50,000 other people have commented on this, so you should
exactly.
too.
Exactly. Well, I mean, the more the merrier, right?
Okay, before I ask your opinion on this, because I'm sure you have one, my thought is, okay, when I read premium subscription or whatever, my assumption was, isn't this the same thing, because I thought they were calling this premium, as the whole WoW auctions on the go, guild chat on the mobile armory. Isn't that the same thing? The extra bucks?
Well, it's not clear. I mean, this is one of the things they haven't released the details on. And I mean, initially I thought that they would be a part of that too, but really they didn't make any mention of that. And so I guess, because they didn't say anything about that, maybe safe to assume it's not going to be a part of it, or maybe it's safe to assume it is. I don't know. So we'll see about that. But I think that, as far as what I think about it, I don't know at the moment. I guess I just want to learn more about it and see what it entails. And I always said, hey, if this is a premium part of the service, then I don't want to pay that extra amount just to be able to run dungeons with my friends. I want more stuff. What other things are they going to offer as a part of this premium package? You know what I mean? Otherwise, they're acting like a free-to-play game with a subscription.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense.
No, it does. I mean, like, I kind of look at it and I go, wait a minute, aren't I already a premium member because I pay for this game? Like,
and that's where I feel,
now we've got the tiered package going on.
Yeah, and I don't really understand that. It does, go against what I believe when it comes to, greed. Obviously they're making a lot of money off this game, but how far is too far? And I think this may be crossing that line,
It's a weird, dangerous precedent to be setting, I think. That's the part that scares me, is that, okay, this premium dungeon queuing service, could that go so far as getting to cut to the front of the line? Because, at Six Flags, you can buy, like, a special ticket or whatever that lets you cut to the front of the line, like, so many times. Kind of like a fast pass at Disneyland or whatever. You just pay extra money for it. Like, I'm kind of like, and I've always hated that about, like, Six Flags, that you could just, like, throw extra money at them and you get to cut to the front of all the lines. Like, that just seems, like, grossly unfair in a way. Like, and what if, I don't think it's unreasonable to wonder out loud, that what if this whole premium thing would allow you as a DPSer to cut to the front of the line?
I don't know. I mean, who knows what's going to happen, but it certainly treads that fence of, hey, we're not going to offer anything to buy, with real life money other than vanity items. You know what I mean? Like, now it's like kind of, you know, walking on eggshells when it comes to, you know, advancing in the game. I mean, obviously you'll have a better luck with people you know that you play with in dungeons than you will with a pug, you know, and so it kind of gives more of a benefit to those kinds of groups that are able to queue cross realm. So I don't know. Well, it's definitely, once we figure out where they're going with this, you know, then I think we'll have more legs to stand on when it comes to, you know, hey, I don't agree with this flat out. But right now I'm kind of up in the air.
There's a part of me that kind of feels that, like, if Blizzard's that hard up for money or whatever, after their 5% loss, I guess, like, why don't they just raise the price a while? Like, seriously, I know, like, a lot of people would, like, really give me hate face for saying that, but I mean, the game's been out 6 years, it's been the same price. If they were to raise the price a while by $1, I don't think it would really be the end of the world. I mean, a lot of people would scream and bellyache and holler at, you know, well, what are we getting for this dollar? Well, maybe it could be something like this and the other stuff. You know, the price of Netflix has gone up since I've been a subscriber. My cable bill goes up all the time. The price to get into Disneyland goes up every year. You know, okay, raise it by a buck.
And there is the argument that, you know, if they go ahead with this feature, then they'll be losing money from people that, you know, usually switch server or pay to switch servers, because then they'll be able to stay on the server and play with their friends still. But I don't agree with that, because of the fact that why do people usually switch servers? It's for raiding. It's for it's not to run five mans.
Yeah, agreed.
Usually. You know Absolutely. What I mean? It's for PvPing, you know, in a different battle group.
Or maybe. To be with a guild, to be with a certain group.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess that argument goes, it can fly to an extent, but I don't know very many people that have switched a server to do five-mans.
Well, let me ask Dark Sakura. I don't know if you have an opinion on this, being a little newer to WoW, but have you heard about this? What do you think?
Well, it wouldn't be something I would pay for, I'll put it that way. Because, honestly, I play with the people who I already want to play on the server that I want to play. I mean, I've got friends on other servers, but it's not a big deal to me. I would just, if I really, really felt like it, I'd just work up a character for that server.
You know what's funny is that I used to play on a different server, and so I still have some friends that play on the old server that I used to be on, and Rob actually knows them too. Basically, I went on to event server with one of these people, and she immediately asked, it was the day of the news that this came out, and she says, you know, oh, aren't you so excited we can play again? And I'm like thinking, okay, well, I'm assuming you're going to be paying for it, because, like, you know, I would love to play with these people, but it's just the whole fact that I don't know. It's the fact that this isn't a free to play game, yet they're still nickel and diming us.
Yeah. It's starting to get a little bit, like, you start to resent it. Like, yeah. You kind of start to feel a little bit taken advantage of. And it's kind of weird, because I feel like the tone of our show since the beginning and this expansion has really gotten more and more critical of Blizzard, which sucks. Like, I don't want to be a hater, but like, I just, ever since you know who bought them, I just feel like there's been a bunch of really bad decisions. And I just think this is kind of another one in the string of it.
You know what I would pay for? I would pay for for a dollar extra maybe on my account. I would pay for cross-faction dungeons.
See,
I would too.
There's a lot of people who I bet would. But you know what's interesting is that I think, like, I don't know how I feel about it, because I kind of feel like at its core, Warcraft is supposed to be orcs versus humans, Horde versus Alliance. And suddenly if the factions are joining together to dungeon together, it feels really weird. Like, it's just, it feels... You know, and I get it. Like, it's just a game. Don't take the story end of it too seriously. But I just, like, I don't know. Like, it's like, well, how much are you willing to sell your soul for? $3 a month, Blizzard?
Well, it's just like the arenas and rated battlegrounds. I mean, you can play faction against same faction. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird.
You can sort of justify that. But
I guess.
Just the whole, like, working together... It just feels like the game is losing a little bit of its soul. I think that's the best way I can put it. Yeah. As we slowly evolve from Blizzard into Blizzinga.
Well, I mean, it was sort of a thought that I was having the other day is that you... And I really actually got the idea first when watching the whole little thing of Arthas, you know, that whole cinema that happens when you're done with the end of Ice Crown.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you go to the cave and the dragon shows up and wah, 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 and the Forsaken, blah, blah, blah. I would like to see a third faction.
That would be really cool.
You know, I hear that talk a lot too, but it's like, how do you squeeze one into the game at this point?
Yeah.
I don't think it would be hard because you have, first of all, you've got all the trolls, you know, being high and mighty against everybody. But, I mean, it really could be done. You would, and then that way you could have, you know, well, this is an anti this dungeon, so you can have mixed groups here, only of these two, or you can have these two against the one, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I sort of see that Blizzard might go there with their next MMO, like this whole Titan thing or whatever. Like maybe it'll be like more factions or whatever. Who knows? It might not even be like a WoW type game. I mean, we are totally theorizing, but I don't know. StarCraft is kind of their three faction game.
You know what I thought of while you guys were talking was, going back to what Jamie was saying about the Dungeon Finder, you know, being able to run with different factions, I actually think maybe that could be implemented in a way that wouldn't go against the, you know, World of Warcraft orcs versus humans. Mm. And it goes back to Caverns of Time. If you're a Horde person, When you zone into one of those instances, usually you turn into an alliance, a human. You know what I mean? So how about if they implemented a feature where you can actually queue with your friends from a different faction? When you zone into that instance, you become a different race. What about that?
I've actually had that same thought when I was reading this news and that whole thing. And yeah, especially if the next expansion, the big rumor is the whole Emerald Dream, they might be able to use Caverns of Time a lot in that. And that could be, yeah, it could be something you'd see. It'd still be a little weird, but I guess, yeah, I mean, whatever they got to do to get it in the story to charge us for it, right?
Right.
So. I want them to bring in that troll dungeon that they've blocked off. The crypt.
Oh, wait.
With the upside down sinners.
Oh, Kara. Yeah.
I would like for that to show up.
That would be cool, but that's been in the game since vanilla, I think, right? Or no, it hasn't. It's been in the game since Burning Crusade, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, they could do something with it. It looks like
they could. It's still there.
And then it should be like some feat to get in there, like for the Encourage thing.
See, you know, I don't know if they've always said, you know, that was a really fun event, but they seem to always go against like duplicating an event like that. Like for some reason, they're so dead set against it. I don't know why.
I would be down for having like a couple of dungeons that are available. Like if you've got real ID, then you can do like certain, I'm trying to think of the right way to phrase it, like off server dungeons. That you can play with your friends, but I wouldn't want to have anything that you'd have to pay for. I mean, if they're trying to encourage more people to use Real ID.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that you should, you know, have to make them, you know, make us pay you for us to use a service that you want us to use.
Right.
I think that you should give us some other incentive. Now, if it's just that if you're on Real ID, then you've got certain off-server dungeons that are available to you with other of your friends who are also on Real ID.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see with the whole package though.
Going back to the Encourage thing, I would like to see there be more like server wide events, especially one thing I remember about the Encourage event, because oddly, even though I didn't start playing like regularly until Burning Crusade, I do remember dabbling in WoW a little bit while I was experimenting while the Encourage event was going on. And I thought it was kind of fun that they had like the whole server competition and like, you know, there was a actual like leaderboard or something on the website where you could see what servers had opened the gates and what servers still need materials. You know, I think it would be kind of fun to have like a server, you know, especially as the game is getting more and more homogenized. And with this whole real ID thing, especially as we're talking like cross faction, cross server, it would still be kind of fun to have that server identity a little bit and have something to work towards kind of together.
Yeah, they kind of in a way did it with Isle of Quel'Danas, you know, when we were building the Isle and everything. And I mean, if they did something like that, that'd be cool. I mean, apparently, I mean, I don't know. I haven't really done a lot of research on the new Firelands quest daily hub, but
everything in Firelands strikes me as a very individually tailored progression, at least from what I've heard.
Well, I mean, if they did a Isle of Quel'Danas again, that was really fun. And they did have websites that tracked like which servers were where, you know, and that was kind of fun. And you know, now they haven't been able to duplicate that since.
Yeah.
You know, and so it'd be nice if they were able to do that again. You know,
if I can ask a question just out of curiosity, sort of off topic.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you have to have all the crap to get into Encourage anyway? Like now, or can you?
No,
just...
you don't have to. It's free to anybody that goes.
Yeah, through. You can just roll right in now.
I want to do that one now.
You don't have to get attuned or anything. It's really easy.
Okay. And hey, if you can, you'll probably get a mount when you're in there, but it's only used inside that instance. But it counts towards your mount achievement. So just so you know.
Ooh.
Yep. You can get a little spider in there, several different colors. So
that sounds like fun.
Cool.
Okay, yeah, well, I was actually just curious because I was reading up and watching movie files of people opening the door and everything and going, ooh.
Yeah, they're automatically open now, even on new servers that open up. The doors are open already. They don't let new servers have the ability to open them, so.
All right, well, we strayed away from the real ID dungeoning, but that's okay. Lots of interesting ideas. What else for the news this week? Anything?
No, I don't think so. I mean, really, all we're dealing with is, okay, so there's two new mounts that I know of in the game. You know, there's pets that are being awarded as achievement rewards, like boring stuff. Stuff that you probably already know because you've seen it on the website, so whatever. It's boring.
All right, the news. It's boring. Okay, let's get to the topic of the week. Every week we...
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Pew pew lasers, a lot more fun.
It is.
Arcane kicks ass.
All right, let's move into the topic of the week. Every week here at Horde House, we have a certain topic we'd like to sort of explore and get feedback on and get your answers for. And this week, since we have a discussion on real ID and a bit of a premium feature, we thought we'd kind of roll with that. For the topic of the week this week, what other enhancement would you like to see made to the game with the real ID integration? So,
I would like breast enhancement, please.
Breast enhancement. That'll be fun. And this could be premium or not or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, now that you see that they're using real ID for something more than just chatting, what kind of enhancement would you like to see happen to this next? So you can always give us your feedback on Twitter, twitter.com/hordehouse, or you can send us an email, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Do make sure you include the word podcast. It's very important because otherwise some other asshole gets it. hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. What other enhancement would you like to see made to the game with the real ID integration? Extrovert? Hello?
I'm here. Sorry. Hi. Mute button.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. All right.
He was screaming about his dream dungeon.
I was playing Zuma. I'm not going to lie. As far as new enhancement by way of Real ID.
Play Zuma with my friends on Real ID.
New enhancement? Mm-hmm. I would like to be able to change my Real ID nickname. There's a new enhancement.
There's one people have been bitching about for years. I'd like to change my name away from my real name. Because Blizzard still has yet to really explain to us why our real last names are used. Like, I know we get some bullshit answer about that's what people want, but everybody's yelling like, no, it is actually, in fact, not what we want.
Yeah, exactly.
So stop bullshitting us.
I also would like to, and I probably would, subscribe to the... to the Mobile Armory app thing, if I was able to chat with people using the Real ID, you know, because it makes it a little bit more accessible rather than just constantly logging in to different servers, which is kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. So
that'd be nice because, you know, if I was calling somebody on their cell phone and they weren't answering, I could be like, oh, well, they're probably playing WoW. So I could just.
Yeah, that's what I've done with Rice or Irene.
All right.
So anyway,
good answer. Dark Sakura. Do you have an answer? What other enhancement would you like to see made to the game with the Real ID integration?
I would go back to the cross server dungeons just for people who have Real ID.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also like to see, maybe like a leaderboard type of thing with achievements and stuff.
Oh, that seems cool. Pretty simple, right? Like, you think it should be there? Yeah, I like that idea.
It would integrate achievements into it, because you know how achievements are kind of useless, but they're EPing things. You can actually use it to your advantage and say, hey, everybody, you can see in game without going to the Armory site.
Or just that, you know, it's like Xbox Live, who has the most achievement points, who's at the top of the leaderboard. You know, that'd be kind of neat, I think.
You have your Raider score.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of your gamer score, it's a Raider score.
Raider score.
There you go.
And I also think that there should be a way to use, like, if you've got Real ID and say you've tied, you should have the option of tying your characters to your Real ID, not just it being you, so that people don't necessarily see what character you're on, but that you should be able to have a way of sending funds from one character to another across servers. Just saying.
That would be
limit.
Pretty cool.
Mailed. Up to yeah.
Limit.
They've also said that they want to do, you know, that for characters, but I guess the technology's, well, they always feed us with the line of technology's limited and we're working on it.
Well, I would also think they're worried about giving the gold farmers a way to, you know, push money a lot faster around the different servers.
Well, just like Jamie said, if they tied it to your Real ID, it might make it things a little bit harder for them.
True.
How many of those gold farmers you really think are set up with like some sort of Real ID?
It does seem like the amount of gold farm crap has gone way down. I mean, sure, I still see the spam and trade and stuff once in a while, but that's pretty much just hacked accounts anymore. You know,
yeah.
I haven't seen a dead body artwork spelling out the name of a website in Stormwind in a very long time, it seems.
I haven't seen it in Orgrimmar.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Seems like they finally figured out how to stop that crap.
Mm-hmm.
So... All right, well, for me, the other enhancement I would like to see made to the game with Real ID integration, you know, I'm gonna kind of build on the cross-dungeoning thing. Not only would I like to see this expanded to raids, but I'm going to borrow a page from Final Fantasy XI and say level syncing would be an awesome thing that you could do,
yeah.
Especially for people that are, like, newer to the game. If I could just drop my gear to level... Like, let's say Dark Sakura needs to learn how to tank a low-B instance. I could drop my character to level 25 and just have all of my stats scale by that percentage down to whatever it would be at level 25 and be able to kind of run it with her. This would also... And I think this would add a lot of value to a premium... subscription, because imagine if you could level sync down to like level 70 and run Karazhan with your friends like you used to instead of face rolling the place. And you
that would
could
be pretty awesome.
Imagine if they could enable something like this where you could willingly lower your level, you could it would make all of the old raids almost new again. Like you could run, imagine trying to run Sunwell as an actual level 70 all over again. And this could further expand into achievements. You know, like, hey, I beat Sunwell as a level 70. Like, that could be a big thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and just open up, like, all these different achievements and things. And I think that would truly add value. It would basically make all the old expansions really worth something again. And I think I would have a lot easier time paying $3 for that.
Well, what about, how would that fit with Real ID, though? I mean...
Just being able to invite people across Real ID into these groups,
gotcha.
Or maybe you can only level sync with people on your... I mean, I know in Final Fantasy XI you can do it with pretty much anyone that's in your party, but maybe, you know, it's restricted to really just the people that are your friends, because I could see that, I don't know, maybe there's a way to abuse this system somehow, so I guess it's, like, restricted to just the people you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, be kind of cool.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's my idea, and I'm sticking to it. So hordehousepodcast@gmail.com or twitter.com/hordehouse. Speaking of which, why don't we go to Twitter now and read some of the feedback from last week?
Let's.
Okay.
Yay. Let's go to some tweets from there's a lot of stuff that kind of blew up the day that all was announced. I'm going way back. I'm going back to Piker Uno's live blog. Let's see. Oh, and I'm going back to the publicity shot that I posted of Extfer and I when we were out this weekend. let's see. I'm going way, way, way back here. Here we go. The first one to us from Boschka sent us a tweet. It links to something that's on the PTR Wowhead site, and it says WoW's 7th anniversary gift. And apparently something has been data mined or discovered. It's on Wowhead somehow from the PTR. There is an item called WoW's 7th anniversary, and it's a buff. And it says increase experience and reputation gains from kills by 7% for 1 hour.
I actually did see that, but I didn't, I don't know. I guess it didn't make me feel like I wanted to say it on the news.
Well, it's so. Like, how many more freaking experience buffs are we going to get? Yeah. You know, I like that there's something going on this year, unlike last year where there was like literally nothing. I guess the rep gains are kind of cool. I mean, you do get a little boost in those from the guild leveling system, but it would be nice. Like maybe like, okay, I guess since it's WoW's 7th anniversary, I guess this will be the time I go after my Sporgar Exalted or whatever, because I have that extra boost. It'll make it a little less painful.
I think that they should stick with giving us vanity pets for their,
I think so too. I mean,
last year we didn't get anything, but I mean, if they're going to give you something, they should give you a vanity pet, you know, at least an item on use. I mean, is it going to be something you can use all the time or with a cooldown, or is it going to be just a one-time item?
Don't know. Don't know yet.
It just seems kind of stupid.
I would imagine maybe it's somebody you visit in a town that you talk to that gives you the buff. Like I've seen, you see that in some of the holiday events.
You know what I think that they should do for 7th anniversary?
Mm.
Put 7 more dailies in Oldham. And
there you go. All right. Let's move on to some of the... First, I'm looking at Piker Uno's live blog on Twitter because he always listens to the show and lives blog it. And I guess we're live blogs it. We were talking about Real ID last week because I see a tweet, Real ID desktop client or integration with Facebook chat, AIM and GTalk, please. You know what's interesting? I saw that GTalk incorporated AIM into it like just within the past couple days.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Interesting. So why not build it into WoW as well?
Yeah.
Interesting. Piker Uno also says, I'm with Rob. Rift would have been good if WoW Classic didn't exist, but it just felt generic and not as polished. I'm under a lot of pressure to give Rift another try, so I might. We'll see.
Who's giving you pressure to try that?
I'll tell you offline.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Moving on to... Oh, and this... it seems like more people answered this question than the actual topic of the week, but I'll get to that later in emails. But Piker Uno tweets us, classes I can't play. Because you might remember we got a tweet last week that was, what is the one class you just can't play in the game?
Mm-hmm.
Piker Uno replied saying, Paladins, Death Knights, just don't get the appeal. Used to have problems playing my old warrior, now cool. Makes it sound like they had an argument, but now they can be friends again.
You know what's funny is that most of the classes that people, I mean, that I've seen people say they wouldn't play are those three.
Yeah.
Warriors, Paladins, and Death Knights. Like, they must be, like, classes that just really strike people, you know, as different.
I guess. Flacco Jones tweeted us, and we got a few tweets the day that news came out, but Flacco Jones, this is about the Real ID dungeons, said, geez, how far away can we be from paying for gear? It's like we're playing a free-to-pay MMO, but for free-to-play MMO, but for $15 a month. Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost the same thing Extra said, absolutely. Shad Leland tweets us saying, if, and this is a big if, they make it not too expensive to add a buck or two a month, I would almost do it.
Well, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that will almost do it with him. I mean, well, wait.
Now, Bone Grabber tweets us, and Bone Grabber, of course, is Sunshine, who's been on this podcast before. Because I know you are dying to know, yes, I will probably pay for the premium WoW subscription. I am shameless.
We all knew it, too.
Relic DK tweets us saying, I'll be there soon. Just reactivated my U.S. account. Sounds like we're going to have some of the U.K., or at least one U.K. person, is actually reactivating a U.S. account to come play with us.
Oh, nice.
All the more reason to come play on Drenden, Extifer. Accents, oh, extra okay. Accents.
Yay, accents.
You're making me miss my my STO guild again.
That's right. Didn't you play with a bunch of like Scottish people or something?
Yes. Well, one of them was British, but he lived in Scotland.
I see.
Really, really, really nice, intelligent guys too. We use TeamSpeak.
So you can get that authentic, like, you know, I just don't have the power.
Except for no, really authentic. Captain.
Ask them to. Because
you sound like Apu from The Simpsons.
Shut up.
Unlike James Doohan, these guys actually have real accents.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me move on to some more tweets. Fidelt61 tweets us and says, I know why WoW subscriptions dropped by 5%. The world is ending Saturday. No more WoW after Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Fidelt61 tweets us saying, just queued up my mage for a troll heroic, and it's a 30-minute queue. Looks like call to arms is a call to failure.
Mm-hmm. For the record, those satchel things are actually pretty neat if you're lower level.
Oh, yeah, but they're different satchels. At higher level, it's like gold and gems or weird potions. Like, just random shit. It's a random shit bag. Blizzard poops in the bag and you get the contents.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
I got 2 satchels this last week, by the
way. Did you now?
Yeah.
And what'd you get in the goodie bag?
I got 3 earthen potions that... you know, increase your armor for.
Yeah, I get those a lot too. Whoopee.
Yeah, and then I got one with, what was it? Oh, an Inferno crystal thing. Inferno ruby. That's what it was.
A disco Inferno? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but whatever that is, the jewel crafting thing. I don't follow stuff. I just put it in my gear.
Now, in answering our topic of the week last week, what do you want to see built into the mobile app, since we've had guild chat and all that stuff, a bone grabber replies, WoW mobile dating app. I don't know about that.
I will never use that.
Never say never. All right. Essex tweets us saying, the thing that annoys, worries me about the premium real ID grouping is what kind of stuff are they going to charge us for in Diablo 3? Well, that's a really good question. That's a really good question.
Mm.
I mean, we haven't
seen... Yeah, is this a sign of things to come?
I don't know. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of nickel and diming in StarCraft 2, except for the fact that, oh, they split it into 3 different games. And I think I heard at one point they were going to charge for premium some of the maps and things. Like, I don't know if Blizzard Dota is going to be a premium or whatever, but some of the free shit they've got is pretty good. I still love Star Jeweled. Like, Dark Sakura, you need to get StarCraft 2 if for no other reason than just play Star Jeweled.
I have StarCraft 2.
You do? I didn't know you did.
Dan has it.
Oh my god, we need to play Star Jeweled sometime.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I could install it, yeah.
You need to do that. Get on that.
Sure.
That's what he said.
Alright, Spike Point is tweeting us saying, Nuzdormu, badass looking or hella badass looking? And then sends us to this page. But this has a few things that are picked up from the data mining. And one of them, I'm drawn to this gigantic orange version of Anzu, which I guess is the new fire mount.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like this thing could be the mascot of Orange Lounge Radio. It's very, very, very orange. And it's a birdie. But I do see the Nuzdormu, and it's pretty awesome looking, I got to say. He's got these big old fiery... angel wing type things. I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah.
And a big beard.
It's pretty awesome.
Mm. So, yeah, he does look pretty awesome, I gotta say. So there you go. All right, that does it for the tweets this week. So let's go to the email bag. I think we have just a couple emails this week. Oops, I got logged out. Hold on, I'm logging in.
Ding, ding, ding.
Not Horde. Ding, ding, not Horde ding, Horse.
Ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding.
All right, shut up. I'm in. All right, here we go. First tweet to us from Flacco Jones. I'm sorry, not tweet, email. From Flacco Jones at hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. The only cool thing that would make me want the mobile armory would be if you could craft items using materials you have in stock. I would love to be able to, for example, make potions while not in game, because doing that in game is so boring. That's actually a really good idea. And you know what? I would take that a step further and let me put those in the guild bank from the mobile armory. And then imagine it, like, people call me and be all like, hey, we need a potion. And I could say, okay, beep, beep, beep. I crafted it, and now it's in the guild bank. Would, come on. That's kind of neat, right?
I guess. Yeah, that works.
Might be a little bit sad. I don't know. All right.
I'm at a club right now, but let me pull out my phone.
I'm out clubbing.
Yeah.
Do you need a fire resistance potion? Okay, I'll cook that up. Here we go. All right, we have another tweet, or I keep saying tweets, email from Mark, a.k.a. Relic DK. Hey, guys, the one class I just can't seem to get into are rogues. Somehow the topic of the week changed. Thanks to one of our tweets last week. The one class I just can't seem to get into is rogues. Despite starting and deleting quite a few, the highest I've gotten is around level 20 or so. While I like the mechanics of the class, especially in Battlegrounds, once I'm out of stealth, it seems I'm raped hard by opposing players. Maybe I just suck, which would certainly explain a lot of things.
I think they're pretty, weak in lower levels.
Well, I mean, rogues wear leather. They're supposed to be a little bit weaker.
And I mean, hunters will kill you in like two shots when you're lower level. So, I mean, if you're not a hunter, you're probably dead, unless maybe you're a really good healer. So, I don't know. I think that, rogues are probably a lot funner when you get to the later levels. I mean, I used to have a main as a rogue, and it was my favorite class for a long time. So,
well, Dark Soccer, I feel like we should give you a crack at answering that. I don't know if you've had a chance to play every class yet, but is there a class in the game where you're like, this sucks, I don't want to play this class?
Well, you know, I found out that I didn't like my Tauren Paladin as much as I did, but sometimes it has to do more with the starting area than with ability.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it has to do with the path I've decided to take with them.
Right.
That being said, it really just has to do more with the race I'm started with. So far, though, I like my hunter okay. I haven't played a rogue. I haven't played a priest either. I hate warrior. I will say that. I hate warrior. Because,
okay, do you like the notion of being able to mind control?
Sort of.
Okay, well, as a priest, have you ever played Arathi Basin?
PvP.
PvP.
I don't really like PvP.
Okay, this will make you love PvP. You get to mind control people and throw them off cliffs. As a priest, it's the best thing in the game. Go do it.
Okay, well, that sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, it is.
I have a Worgen warrior, and this is also my first experience tanking, and it was just a pain in the ass. It was just not fun. I really don't like Gil'naas that much. And I hated the voice that they picked for the female Worgen. There's this one female Worgen voice for one of the NPCs that I totally wish they had just made the default voice, because she's got a freaking cool voice. It doesn't sound all like manly woman.
Manly woman.
Well, you know what I mean. As she just doesn't sound female.
Yeah.
I want to go back to something you quickly referenced when you were talking about having explored the other classes. You said something about sometimes I go the wrong path with them, which you're talking about their spec, obviously. And I think that's also some good advice. If somebody feels like they can't get into a character, try changing the spec. Because even with rogues, there's certainly a way different play style between assassination and mutilate. And, you know, a lot of the basic stuff is still the same, but you get different skills and so on. And this is obviously especially true when you're talking about, you know, druids and paladins, where the three specs are all very different, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I mean, if you're a fire mage, then your playstyle and the way it looks and everything is going to be way different than if you're arcane. So it's the same thing as a rogue. You know, your playstyle as assassination is incredibly different than if you're subtlety. And it really is just like flavors. If you know, if you like being sneaky and you like being in stealth, then do a subtlety. But if you like, you know, poisons and stuff like that, do assassination.
All right. You know? Let's go to the last email tonight from Phantomus on Drenden. Greetings once more, Robin Extifer. Hoping to add to your email account this, or sorry, email count this week, since I felt badly you only somehow had two last week. So firstly, in regards to the topic of the week, I'm glad they added the guild chat feature to the Mobile Armory app. However, I'm sad that I never got to try it. I attempted a few times on my wife's iPod, but each time it said server not yet available for chat. How can you have a one-month trial but screw up the availability for that month? In my opinion, the one-month trial should have been per account, not an overall deal. No matter, though, as I don't have an iPhone or phone with Android, so I can't use the bloody thing anyway. Frown. As far as something I'd like to see next for mobile devices, I do have one interesting idea. Though I'm not sure how the particulars would work, I think seeing some type of pedometer leveling system would be neat. Promote some wellness and getting people up and about. X number of steps per day, possibly with a daily cap so people can't go too overboard, equals a set amount of XP based on current level. Another idea would be, well, before I get to the other idea, the pedometer thing, that is almost exactly like the 3DS. The 3DS has something built in like that where it has a built-in pedometer and you can get up to 10 coins per day. And I think it's like 100 steps is a coin. And you can use the coins in some of the built-in games. Like there's this really cheesy little RPG. It's like a very bare bones thing built into the system. And there's also like I think in Street Fighter 4, you can actually use those coins that you get from the pedometer to like buy and unlock little extras. So that would just be kind of, in my opinion, borrowing that idea from the 3DS. Kind of neat.
So it promotes walking.
Going outside and not playing WoW.
I actually kind of like that idea.
I do too.
You know, but the thing is, like, as you know, apps run your battery down on your phone. So I don't think I would have that running all the time. Like, unless I really want to grind that level out, I guess, maybe.
All right, well, let's get to the last paragraph here. Another idea would be being able to access professions from the mobile app. So let's say we're going down the same path as Flacco Jones. Say, for instance, you're on the mobile guild chat and see someone needs something crafted that you know you can craft and have the mats for, or the guildie has the mats and no one else is online that can do it for them. How great would it be to just able to craft it right away and mail it instead of having to say, just remind me when I log in later tonight? Well, that's almost the same thing. I just thought the guild bank would be a way to pass it, but I guess the mail would work too.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for now, I guess. Phantomus. There you go. What? You find that
Nothing.
Name funny?
Well, Jamie was about to talk, and you went, "That's it for now,
oh,
I guess."
Sorry. What did you want?
No, all I said was that sounds good to me. I was commenting on the email.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, Rob.
Xverse is trying to start something.
I am.
He's trying to start a fight. He's trying to break up OLR. That's what he's trying to do. He's like, I've got to end OLR because only I want to show with Rob Roberts.
You know what? That means just we need to go out for Pinkberry.
Mm-hmm. And not the troll.
I would want Pinkberry.
Everybody wants Pinkberry. All right. That's going to do it for another episode of Horde House. Thank you guys for listening to us. Yay. If you like our show, send us emails and tweets. Join our guild. But most of all, you could like leave us a nice review on iTunes and tell friends about the show. Help expand our listener base because, you know, we don't have a huge old website or magazine behind the show. So help us spread the word. So we're going to go around to get everybody's final thoughts before we sign off for the night. Darksoccer, thanks for coming back. Hope you had fun.
I had tons of fun.
Do you have any last final thoughts for our listeners tonight?
If you like comic books, listen to Comic Insanity.
There you go. And that's with an N, right? No I.
That's Insanity. We're on infamous.net, NFAMOUS. Since you plugged Orange Lounge, I figured I would plug this too.
There you go. Well done. We like podcasters to be able to plug their other shows. All right. And my final thought is, if you're not listening to Orange Lounge Radio, you should be. www.orangeloungeradio.com. It's the general gaming show. It's consoles and other PC games and... Yeah, sometimes we can't help but do the WoW talk just a little bit over there, too, because Darksoccer and I both play.
And food.
And always food. And I think it's your week to buy me a taco, just saying. All right, Extifer, you have a final thought for us tonight?
Sure. I have a website, too.
What's that?
It's, if you want to come, you know, over and see all things Extifer, you know, you can, you know, be a part of my life at www.mypussy.com.
So your website is mypussy.com?
No, it's extifer.com.
Oh.
mypussy.com. Doesn't that spell extifer?
No, I think it spells my pussy.
Oh. Well, go to mypussy.com too, I guess.
All right. That does it. Thank you guys.
And the carpet does not match the drapes because there aren't any drapes.
Wow. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week for more of Extifer's craziness and insanity, and more of me trying to keep him in check. Good night, everybody. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.